The Ministry of Roads and Bridges in Eastern Equatorial State issued a circular earlier this month to setting out new taxes on vehicles entering all the state counties. The state government, however, has not approved the measures. Elia John Alhaj, State Minister of Information and the spokesperson for Eastern Equatorial State, says the Ministry of Road and Bridges did not consult other government institutions about the new tax orders.
That letter is originating from the ministry, but what actually prompted that ministry to write that letter is misinterpretation of the state laws. What we are aware, there was a tax harmonization policy which was tabled in the Council of Ministers and taken to the state legislative assembly, and it was passed. So the director concerned went and misinterpreted some of the provision within that tax rate policy and start circulating. So we did not mention taxation of NGOs, nor have we mentioned in the tax policy the routes which the vehicle can be taxed per a trip. Is indicated nowhere in that tax policy. These are just misinterpretation of state laws.
Elia says the state government has not approved any directives to tax vehicles entering the state counties.
The government of Eastern Equatoria State refuted and distanced itself from that letter. That letter is an individual letter. It was originating from the State Ministry of Transport, Road and Bridges, are written by the Director General. So in that extraordinary council meeting number 6, dated 19 October 2024, the State Secretariat, the meeting chaired by His Excellency the Governor, Luis Lobong Lejore, the Council of Ministers categorically refuted and distanced itself from the content of the aforementioned letter. It is important to clarify that this issue was never discussed nor passed as a resolution by the Council of Ministers.
James Silviole offers transportation service in Torit. He already pays for his license and his certificate of operation. He says drivers would likely increase fares to cover the new road tax if it goes into force, and that would push businesses to raise prices in markets across the state.
I pay tax to the revenue authority every year, and this tax is renewed every year and has been increasing. The government cannot again tax. If they want to tax, let them create vehicle parking for us.
One trader who did not want to give his name for fear of government reprisal also said that imposing taxes on commercial vehicles could force traders to increase prices for their goods. VOA could not reach the Minister of Roads and Bridges or the Ministry's Director General for comment on the taxation directives. However, in the order for the taxes, the Ministry Director General Norman Gideon said the revenue would be used to promote the state economy. The Danish Institution for International Studies has said checkpoint taxes make South Sudan one of the most expensive places to move goods. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.